Remember when you buy electricity, that electricity has to be transported through an infrastructure.
That electricity has to be transported through an infrastructure
to get into your house. So it moves from one point to your house. That line that brings you electricity has to be paid for by someone. Now, there must be a cross-subsidization of that transport, because that infrastructure must be maintained to ensure and protect availability of electricity to you as the first step. So we used to get some amounts towards that by Eskom some years ago, because Eskom in itself charges the availability cost from them to the municipality, or in the case where they supply directly, they also charge availability.
So Nebale Fayona that man.
Some years ago there was some subsidy we used to get to help us with infrastructure.
Sure.
Now later that thing fell off. So municipalities then started doing what is called a cost of supply study. So we did our own cost of supply study, which cost of supply study says we can then charge 200 rands for prepaid. And we submitted that to NARSA. In fact, the earlier suggestion was about 500. But after thorough consultation during the budget process, we said we can't burden our customers with 500. And we moved to 200, which was naturally approved by NARSA as a reasonable availability charge, including national treasury. Now, we're now in the year of 2024. We then said, let's implement the cost supply study, which has approved a 200 rand availability charge. So that's what we were doing. Now, there were concerns even inside the ANC that maybe this 200 rand was too much. Problem is that during the IDP consultation, people did not comment on it.
Oh, okay.
Against it. So there was a process to consult. That is why we can implement the tariff, because we have met the criteria of public participation.
Sure.
Like in 2018, we did not meet the public participation requirement, hence it was not implemented. So we have done that fully. So most parties, including the ANC, say maybe let's enter a process of reviewer. In that process, our intention is probably to try and reduce it. But that decision, even if it can be effected today that we are reducing, the implementation will only happen in January 2025 during the budget adjustment.
So now it will still have to go through.
Says we can only pass the budget once in a financial year, which we have passed the budget already in May. But the FMMA then says whatever you could not do during the passing of the budget, you can only do it during your budget adjustment, which we are also allowed by law to adjust the budget once in a financial year. So in January, we will do the budget adjustments.
Okay.
And if we say, for example, the availability charge will go down by 50 rands to 150, we'll then readjust our budget, because already we have done the assumptions that maybe this 200 calculating against our prepaid customers, it will give us 300 million into the budget, and that 300 million has already been factored into the 2024-2025 budget as money expected.
Oh, okay.
Now, in simple terms, we'll then come to January and we say we are readjusting this 200 to 150 per customer. Then we do the projections from January until June, end of financial year, and say this is how much we're going to get. So basically that's what's going to happen. But we can't scrap now. We can't reduce now. Every decision we want to do, we'll only do it in January.
So right now it's in effect as we speak.
It's in effect from the 1st of July.
And it will stay like that regardless of whatever decision until...
Even if we can announce the decision to scrap or the decision to reduce, will only affect the implementation in January. But there is no municipality that will be able to survive in its electricity business without the availability cost. That is why Cape Town implemented, Durban implemented, Buffalo City implemented. Yeah, and if you look at Buffalo City, it's about 300. Cape Town was approved for 245. The people who have not concluded their cost supply study is Tshwane.
Okay.
So Tshwane is still on the road to take this thing for approval to NERSA. Ekurhuleni is about 340 to 345.
It's in effect there as well.
It has been there. Kurufela rona re sentse rona 2018 because of lower public participation, we didn't implement. 2019, we then said, no, there's COVID. Already people are battling. Then we stopped it. We should have implemented then. Now, if we're going to implement in 2018 at 200, and it's 2024, we are still at 200. That is why the city power wanted to come at 500. We said no. I said no at the budget panel. No, we'll go in at 200. Go and revise. They went, they revised, and they came back. They say we can afford then to go at 200.
So this surcharge is a necessity.
Yes, we're already being charged even Rona as conventional customers. And now we're already paying a higher amount, just around 500, depending on your consumption. Like now, because I get prepaid to help.
Oh, okay.
I'm already paying around 500 for availability charge.
So now you wanted to move it to prepaid.
And I'm not on prepaid. And prepaid customers have not been paying anything towards infrastructure maintenance.
So now, this one was going to affect the prepaid customers.
Because already the conventional Rona person prepaid, you're already paying it.
Oh.
But at 500, it's even more. That is why most of our customers are now moving into prepaid, because it's a saving.
So politically, you are now being told by parties like Action, I say that, you know, you have approached to, because I think I'm going to have to quote you as both the finance MMC, but also as the chair of the region, that, you know, in order for us to support you going forward, either for the installation of your mayor, for other things, we will want this surcharge removed. In terms of politics, how does...
No, we did say to the Action SA and any other party that does allow a process of reviewal. And it's the process that will tell us, is it affordable to scrap? What is it that is affordable and also in the best interest of the customers? We told them.
And
that one was made clear to them.
And they agreed with you and they would still then support you going forward?
They supported, yeah. They will support us because the principle has been agreed to that we must undergo the process of reviewal.
Because there's a view, and maybe you'll assist me if it's wrong or not, that, you know, this now surcharge is being used, you know, to sort of play politics.
Well, I wouldn't want to go into those comments except to say we engaged into a process and we committed that let's undergo a process of review.
With these parties, yeah.
With all the parties in council, so that we come back to council and say, this is the proposals going forward. Do you all agree? If you all agree, it gets approved in January, we implement.
But
at the same time, we must still find, if, for example, if we say we are reducing the surcharge by 50 rands to 150, we then have a shortfall in our budget. If it's 50 rand reduction, it's probably about 80 million. So where are we going to get that shortfall? So we have to find answers to cover the shortfall. The problem in the country is that electricity has become expensive. And for that matter, all of us must find a better solution. For example, in Cape Town, if you look at the unit price, we are cheaper in terms of unit price than all municipalities. So it might force us to then increase the unit price for us to cover the shortfall.
If you
find certain units at a certain amount,
yes.
Probably it's about 140, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then how we rate. So we might then increase the unit price to 160 instead of 140.
To cover the shortfall. Customers
won't even see it. We could have easily done that and even increase it by 10 rand. You guys would not have seen it. And increase also there. Because once you do a unit price increase, it covers both prepaid and conventional.
Oh, okay. It covers everyone.
So we could have easily raised more than 300 million if we took that route. Because our conventional meter customers are way higher than prepaid. So just for like 10 rand, we've got probably about, give or take, 900,000 customers who are conventional, and then we just put 10 rand. So it means we'd have even got way beyond the 300 million that we budgeted for a year. It would simply mean almost a billion more a month into our coffers.
And right now, as you think about these things, do you not think that would have been a better?
Those are the options we're going to look at.
Okay.
And implement those options.
Whether you scrap it, I mean, whether after you scrap it or review it or
scrapping
whatever.
Scrapping is out of the question.
Okay.
We can't achieve an scraping because then you are crippling the municipality.
Okay. So
the principle remains, all of us must pay for the service that we receive. And by buying electricity, it must be transported from one point to the other. In simple terms, you go and buy groceries at ShopRite.
Mm-hmm.
You need to transport it from your house, from ShopRite to your house.
Yes.
So that you can consume it.
Yes.
So somebody must pay. So you take your car,
you go
to ShopRite, mm-hmm. and then from ShopRite to home, it's your petrol.
Okay. No, I understand
so
the concept.
The
yeah.
food, but you still have the food to consume.
Yes.
But that food needs to be transported. Mm. It's the same concept. Yes, you have bought the electricity on your phone, but that electricity has to move from one point, which is a substation, into your house.
Mm.
For it to get there, it's using infrastructure.
Mm.
And somebody must then pay for the maintenance. Because yes, you can buy the electricity, but if you don't have the transport to get it home, you just bought electricity that you can't use.
Okay. No, I get it.
I think it's simplified.
100%. No, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that.